This is Living the RV Dream, episode 76 for Friday, November the 2nd, 2018.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Well, hello, happy campers, hello everybody, hello pelican heads, and welcome to another edition of the podcast, and happy Friday. And I almost forgot what date it was at the beginning. Oh, brother, November, the year is nearly over. I hope you all had a great Halloween, and I want to apologize because I missed last week again, and this week I'm kind of late. I'm recording this right on Friday morning. And, you know, I've been busy, I've been preoccupied, and I'll tell you all about it later. But I've been thinking about, since we don't have any sponsors or any commitments, except to you, of course. I'm going to do like the podcast. If I'm busy or something, I might do it bi-weekly instead of weekly. I don't know. Unless I have a lot to tell you guys, unless I'm traveling and I want to share with you guys all my experiences, I might skip a week here and there, you know. So I'm okay. Do not be worried about me if one Friday this doesn't show up in your podcasting app. Anyways, episode 76. We're coming along. You know, 1976 was probably the first. My first memories in life are probably from 1976. I was five. Well, Jimmy Carter. Well, not really. Actually, one of my first memories in life. I like to share these personal things with you guys. Was listening to the Bee Gees on the radio. More Than a Woman. So that must have been like 1978. You know, my parents like to listen to the radio, and they like to listen to the Voice of America. And they, in Cuba, which was kind of illegal back then, on the other side of the Iron Curtain, you know. But it even has, like the government had some interference, so it was like sometimes hard to listen. But, and they would have music programs, and I think that's one of the earliest memories in my life, that the interference noise on the Voice of America, and my parents listening to it on the Spanish program. Of course, as you know, I was born in Cuba, and especially back in the 70s and 80s, you know, the rhetoric was, you know, the evil imperialist empire on the north, and of course they would demonize Carter and Reagan, of course, were the presidents during that era of my childhood, basically. And I mean, even my mom had trouble naming me Robert. Because it was a name in the language of the enemy. You know, they wanted, you know, to add that O at the end and call me Roberto. Yeah. But my mom insisted, and she prevailed, of course. She usually does. And that's the story. I just thought I would share with you, anecdotes like that from time to time. And another reason why I haven't, going back to, you know, my original train of thought, why I didn't do a podcast last week is because I've been busy editing video. You know, that editing video, that Boston video was almost an hour long, 50 minutes long. And I might have to start making shorter videos because, you know, it takes... give or take, and I could probably do it a little faster, but it takes give or take an hour per minute on the screen. So every minute on the screen takes me an hour, you know, between the, you know, doing the voiceovers, and sometimes I have to do color correction or audio sweetening, you know. In the end, I haven't done any scientific study, but it takes me about an hour per minute. So imagine that last week. It was just 50 hours just editing video, you know, and then I do other things. So anyways, soon I'm going to try and make a compilation of this whole trip that you guys have been watching on YouTube, if you follow me on YouTube. And and I'm going to make it into a 4-hour video, which eventually is going to go as well into Amazon, which which is another place where I have not every single video, because, you know, they make you jump through hoops and it's a little bit of a time-consuming process to make the videos, you know, ready for Amazon. I have to have them, you know, closed captioned, and they require the file to be in a certain format, and then they have to approve it. And I cannot make any reference to any website or anything like that, you know, so it takes a while, but that's going to be on Amazon, the whole four-hour version. And that's that. I want to tell you about what I've been doing also recently. I've made a couple of trips since I last spoke to you. Just day trips, you know, because as you probably know, I old Kia died, so I got a new truck. I finally decided for the Chevrolet Colorado. I got the two-wheel drive version and the gas engine. I mean, my dream would have been diesel 4x4, but that would have been like $10,000 more. So no, I decided to go with the gas V6 rear wheel drive, and I've been driving it because I wanted to put 500 miles on it, you know, which is the break-in period before you can tow. I mean, I probably could tow, but I want this truck to last me a long time for many reasons. First of all, I wish it last me as long as old Kia did, almost 15 years. And also the car buying experience is still such an archaic procedure and unpleasant, and that going back and forth and negotiating, and he talks to his manager, which he probably doesn't, and he comes back. Anyway, I got the salesperson that I got there, Pedro, is a nice guy, and of course it is also his job to be, you know, amenable and empathic and all that. So you buy the truck from him, right? But I digress so much here. I've been trying to breaking in the truck. So the first weekend, which wasn't last weekend, but the one before, the truck was had 10 miles on it. We went, and the idea was to drive on US 1 all the way north 250 miles and then drive back another 250. Of course, we didn't even do half of that. Well, you know, we stopped in Hollywood at we hung out at the Broadwalk for a little bit, stopped by Margaritaville, had some tacos, and then, you know, continued. We cruised. We didn't stop, but we cruised around the Fort Lauderdale Beach, you know, that area, Las Olas Boulevard, and it's nice, Fort Lauderdale Beach. I'm gonna make a video about it soon, because on this particular trip is just us driving up, and then we continued here and there on US 1 all along, you know, through Boynton Beach and Boca Raton, Delray Beach. Eventually we made it to Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, and then we crossed into the Palm Beach area. You know, there's Worth Avenue where all the rich people buy their stuff, you know, they have boutiques and stuff like that. And then, you know, we just strolled around the I think it's called Ocean Drive or something like that, you know, where they have a clock tower, and Palm Beach is not like the greatest beach technically as far as the sand and the water, but it was cool. It was cool to make that trip, and then we continued north and we ended up in Jupiter at a brewery of all places. And then actually we drove back, and this is really interesting because this truck is averaging about 20 miles per gallon, maybe 23 on average on the highway. Coming back, I went on I-95. It was a Sunday, so there wasn't much traffic, so I'm not supposed to go too fast, so I set my cruise control at 55 miles an hour, you know, like it used to be, the old speed limit in the late 70s when the oil crisis and all that. You know how many miles per gallon I did? 34. I thought I was driving a Prius. So it is possible to make and this truck have great mileage, but 55 miles per hour, that's the speed. And, you know, it has all kinds of technology, this truck. So it has like the trip computer, and you guys are probably used to all that. But think about it, old Kia, 2004, it came with a cassette player. So I'm not used to this head unit that all cars have now with all these statistics. And it even comes with an app on my phone that I can like remote start the engine or unlock the doors or find out where my car is. It's all really cool. Anyways, the following weekend, I said, you know, we still have like 200 miles to go. So let's go back into the Everglades. And there are all these dirt roads, you know, like the park loop in park loops, particularly in the what's it called? I'm drawing a blank here. The Big Cypress National Preserve. By the way, if you come to South Florida and you want to visit Everglades National Park, I think Big Cypress National Preserve is the best part. And I mean, if you want to see alligators and all that, especially in the Oasis Visitor Center, very nice folks. And they have a part of the canal there where you can, if you want, just want to get a glimpse, you know, like a sample of what you can, do at the Big Cypress National Preserve, just go there. You will see alligators, you will see anhingas, you will see all kinds of ibis birds, you know, all kinds of birds, probably even a great blue heron, if you're lucky. And that's also the southern terminus of the Florida Trail, which we're going to do one of these days. We just have to check on the mosquitoes, which, by the way, the park ranger, she told me that if one thing good came out of Hurricane Irma was that there were hardly any mosquitoes this year. She didn't put it quite that way, but she said that after Irma, you know, it's been a light the year for mosquitoes, which is good because the mosquitoes are pretty brutal most of the year in the Everglades. But anyways, I digress. I took the truck on all these dirt roads all the way to, I mean, it's like a half an hour drive all the way to this campground called Bear Island, which to be honest, I don't see the point of going all the way up there just to camp there, because I don't think there's a whole lot to see. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's more for people who have ATVs and wanna take the ATV trails, which I might do one of these days, rent one or something. Anyways, it's not even that remote, because you're just like half a mile away from the Alligator Alley, from I-75. There's just no access to I-75, but you're right there. Anyway, we did that. We got the truck super dirty, but you know, it was fun. It handled the washboard and all that much better than old Kia, and we finished our braking period at Everglades City. We went to one of these seafood places. The name escapes me right now. It came highly recommended. It was good. It wasn't all great, but it was good. And Everglades City. We even went down to Chokoloski and all this you're gonna see in a video probably in 2 or 3 weeks. We went to the Smallwood store, which is trading post. I mean, it's been there since the 1800s, and it's like a time capsule, because when it closed down, all the items that were on the store for sale, they remained there until, and this was like in 1980, they remained there until they reopened as a museum more recently, and you can see all kinds of interesting stuff there. That was really cool to see. And then we came back to Miami, and that's about it. Oh, when was it? Today is Friday, so that was on Wednesday or Tuesday or Wednesday. My mind is not what it used to be. We went down to Virginia. I always call it Key Biscayne, but it's really Virginia Key, which is a key here just offshore in Biscayne Bay, just offshore Miami. And I call it Key Biscayne because there are 2 or 3 keys in that chain, and Key Biscayne is the last one. That's where the Cape Florida State Park is located, but it's on the same road, Rickenbacker Causeway, and because there's this abandoned marine stadium there, and there's a big parking lot which is usually vacant, and you can go in, of course. And I thought it was a great place to take some, you know, beauty shots of the truck and the trailer, so I can, you know, make new stickers with, you know, I have to change my logo because my logo was my car. So I'm going to make new stickers. I already ordered them. They're coming. And it's not on the website yet, so don't look for it, but I'm going to make a special. If you want to buy both stickers, the old and the new, I'm going to sell them both for $10. And, And you can get those, you know, I'm going to make like a combo package if you want to have the collectible, because I still have like 20 or 30 of the old sticker. Anyways, what else did I want to talk about today? I seem to be rambling a lot, and I seem to do that a lot, by the way. And I was listening to the 2 weeks ago episodes, and I'm like, ooh, super discombobulated. I apologize for that. But maybe I shouldn't have recorded that. But I'll talk about by the way, towing the trailer in rush hour traffic, because that's how I roll in rush hour traffic in Miami, 8 to 9 miles per hour. So not so great. We'll see how it does on the road. Probably either today, this afternoon, or tomorrow. We're going to make a quick, you know, trip to the Florida Keys. Weather permitting, is supposed to rain, but weather permitting, because I wanna reshoot that shot in my video intro with the trailer going over the bridge, and I wanna do it, you know, with the truck towing it. So that might happen this weekend, and weather permitting, of course. And in a few, I'm going to tell you about my travel plans. By the way, I want to talk about accessorizing the truck, because you always have to do that. And I want to thank Alex Cruz and Herbie Gibbons, you know, viewers of the channel, very good friends that they have become. And Alex actually hooked me up with a great price with a tonneau cover. I got the X-Tang trifold. Is it the trifold? It's a hard cover. I can't remember the name right now. It's made out of heavy-duty industrial-grade plastic. And it is great. And that's something I need, because I'm going to have, you know, some valuables back there, like my generator and stuff like that. So I want to get a hard one. You know, if someone wants to get in there, they will. If someone really does. But, you know, it's a deterrent. And it looks great on the truck. I finally got the dealer after 2 weeks, and it's one of those cases where the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing at the dealer. I got him to put the running boards. It's called the assist steps, you know, on the sides, which are not really that helpful, to be honest about it, but they do look good. They make the truck look like $1 million. And I've been nagging this guy, my salesman, for like, you know, almost 2 weeks, because he told me, no, didn't come with it, but we're gonna install it. And I've been calling him and he's like, no, they haven't arrived, there's nothing I can do. And you know, at the last call, you know, I've been texting him, I was like a little, I sounded upset, and all of a sudden the steps appeared, and apparently they had been there for like 5 days, the steps, and nobody knew who the steps belonged to. So that tells you that sometimes, you know, you have to be on your toes and you know, be nagging them because of these things. Because sometimes, you know, they don't do their due diligence, the dealer. Anyways, another accessory that I have, and this is, what is it? Oh, the TPMS. I'm going to put a brand new TPMS, and this is, of course, a sponsored video. And I want you guys to do me a favor, check them out. Techno RV is the company. I'm sure you've heard of them. Very, very nice folks, the Johnsons, Eric and Tammy Johnson. And they have the website, and I do have a link if you want to go. And, you know, I'm an affiliate with them. If you go through travelingrobert.com/technoRV, you know, TECHNORV, one word. They will give me a little bit of a commission. It costs you the same, but I get a little bit just for letting you guys know about them. And I'm going to be reviewing a new TPMS system. I don't have it here. I actually have it in the RV because I've been procrastinating. But today I'm going to shoot that video. And if we go out this weekend, I'm going to, you know, make sure that it works, because, you know, you put the sensors on the four wheels on the trailer, and that's that. That's going to be a short review video, because those things are very easy to set up. And you definitely should have one, because especially with the trailer, and the longer the trailer, the more you don't know what's going on back there. You know, if you blow a tire, by the time you notice that you blew a tire, you might have destroyed your wheel well or something, because those things are fragile. So it's good to know beforehand if the tire is losing air, and great for safety. So even if you don't get it through the Techno RV, get a TPMS for your trailer and towing mirrors. I'm also on the fence between getting using the same towing mirrors that I was using with old Kia. You know, it's a brand new car, so I'm afraid to scratch the paint, the paint on the mirrors. And then they sell these other toy mirrors that they look like factory mirrors. They're great, and they work with your controls, you know, with the electronic controls, and they're heated. But they are $600 for the pair, so I'm going to wait on those. And what else do I have for you today? I have a lot of stuff. Either this weekend or on the first day of my upcoming trip north, I have to make the 4-year review of my trailer, Minitini, my 2014 Winnebago Micro Mini 1706 FB. And it's way overdue. We bought it in September 2015, but we bought it in September of 2014. And we're in November already. So we're 2 months. Behind schedule, and I wanted to review because I want to show you all the, you know, make a comprehensive video updated with all the modifications that I've done to it, that I've made, and the things that are falling apart, the things that are holding up really well, you know, and do like an updated video because we're overdue. I might pass by Jacksonville and give it a car wash first, if I do it on the way north. And last but not least, and this is the introduction segment of the podcast, I want to wish John and Kathy Huggins a very happy anniversary. It's their 50th anniversary of matrimony, of being married. And he made a very, very nice post on Facebook about it was a cold and rainy evening at the base where they got married. John and Kathy Huggins, of course, in case you don't know, they're the original the original hosts of the Living the RV Dream podcast. And very graciously, a year and a half ago, you know, John, they're not RVing anymore, mainly because of health reasons, at least not full-time RVing. So he wanted someone to continue with the legacy, you know, of the podcast. So I said, yeah, sure, I'm honored. To me, it was like, I can never. I mean, it's a totally different podcast, of course, mine and his. His was more like probably educational and how to's and all that, and he interviewed people. And eventually, I might do that. So congratulations, John and Kathy Huggins. Kathy, you're a saint. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, we have some voicemail, so let's get to that. And now we are starting the mail section of the podcast.
Good morning, Robert. My name is Larry. I'm a new follower of yours, and I live down here in Alvin, Texas. I want to let you know I really have enjoyed your videos. I've been watching them on Prime, and they have really been inspiring to me. I've watched both of your east to west and west to east 2 times each, but anyway, I was really impressed with the videos and the way you set them up. Also, Robert, I'd like to say I'm glad that you went ahead and got you a new pickup truck. I've been kind of concerned about you taking the little Kia and doing all the places you've been, you know, going all the places you've been going in. And anyway, it looked like you were having a lot of fun, and it did the job for you. But anyway, I hope you have a blessed day, and hopefully we'll see you on the road. Take care, my friend. Bye.
Hey, Larry, thank you so much for that comment. And yes, I was overdue to get a pickup truck, but I tried to get the most out of that old Kia. And it did the job fine, you know, except on the mountains, of course. And sometimes you have to make do with what you had. And I really didn't want to get into car debt, but it is what it is. Now I have a brand new truck, and now I can tackle the Rockies, which I'll probably do in 2019 now coming up. Anyways, and thank you for watching on Amazon Prime, by the way. That's another great way to watch my videos. If you are on Prime, of course, not everything is there, but I'm trying to put more stuff on Amazon, as I said, but they do make you jump through hoops sometimes. On to the next message.
Hi, Robert. My name is Lori. I missed your live chat, but when I went back to watch it, I didn't watch the whole thing. But the obvious name for your truck is Mickey. So it's Mickey and Minnie Teeny. Okay? I don't know how the Disney Corporation would appreciate that, but it's pretty obvious to me. Anyway, hope this goes through, and can't wait to someday visit you, maybe down in Miami. I'm in California. Bye-bye.
Hi, Lori. Thank you so much for your message. And I'm going to tell you why Mickey is not a choice for me. And it has nothing to do with the Disney Corporation or copyright. And I think this is a Miami thing. And it might be a Cuban-American Miami thing. But to us, something we call something Mickey, it means something cheap, something of low quality. So if I go, you know, that would be like the analogy of something, you know, one of these Chinese knockoff cheap item. And we would say like, that camera is really Mickey, or it's really Mickey Mouse. I don't know if that expression is used anywhere else in the country, but to us that has that negative connotation. So that's why the truck will not be called Mickey, but because in my mind it would call to that. So that's that. I think that the etymology of the phrase that the where it came from is from the Mickey Mouse watches, you know, that were probably a low quality watch, and I don't know exactly, but when I arrived in Miami, that was already a thing, you know, calling something Mickey as in a negative context. So sorry, I still haven't come up with a name. I mean, most people don't name their trucks, right? So for now, I'm going to call it the Colorado. And there are many, many names. A lot of people have suggested Rocky. And Rocky is a good name, but it doesn't resonate with us all that much. I thought about calling it Denver the truck. In fact, the Wi-Fi of the truck, that's what it's called. Yeah, the truck came with the Wi-Fi. Incredible. But Denver doesn't quite ring. It'll come up to us like Minitini came to us one day as we were camping in at the Thousand Trails in Peace River in Huachula, Florida. So we'll see. Let me see if I have another message here.
Long Island, New York.
Hi, Robert. This is Tony and Linda from Maine, New York. We enjoy your videos very much. We love traveling. Hope to see more of you soon.
Thank you so much, Tony and Linda. And see you on the road. I'm heading to that area again next year, probably right before fall. So hope to meet you one of these days.
Hello, Robert. This is Jose and Minerva. We have been your fans for a couple months now. We've been watching a lot of your videos. We really enjoyed the one from Maine. We've enjoyed quite a few of them, actually. But the one from Maine just brought back memories. We went there like 15 years ago, and it was absolutely gorgeous. We were actually more fortunate to see the sunrise on Cadillac Mountain. We didn't spend any time in Bar Harbor, but it was just quite beautiful up there. Maybe we hit it just right. I think it was probably more towards the summer, and we got to see a place called Thunder Hole. Maybe you'd like to visit that someday too. It's really cool if you could look it up. Anyways, we really like your show, and we'll keep watching you. Sorry we missed you. I saw that you came through Connecticut. And this is where we live, in West Hartford, Connecticut. We probably could have met you. All right, my friend. Enjoy. Be safe.
And hey, Jose and Minerva. That's the last message, by the way. And thank you for your message. And thank you for being a viewer and a listener. And I'm getting a lot of new people. Last month, I gained something like 3,000 new subscribers on YouTube. So I know I have a lot of new people. And maybe a lot of them don't know about the podcast, but I'm going to start announcing it a little more. And yeah, I know Maine is amazing. Everybody says it's amazing. To me, it wasn't the right time for me. It was a rushed trip, so I didn't see a lot of the a lot of the good stuff, and the weather did not cooperate for the sunrise, and I missed that thunder hole. You know, it was just rushed. We were tired, and then the problem at the campground, so we decided to leave, and that's that. We'll return to Maine next year. I intend to spend at least a week or two in the state, and we'll make another like they some people say mo better video then. And that's all the voicemail. We have a little bit of news. The RV business a newsletter. They have the RV of the year. And I was reading this, and maybe I should share it with you guys. It's the Forest River Vengeance with this huge fifth wheel toy hauler. And a lot of people like fifth wheels. And especially if you're going to stay put for a while, it's a great way to be, because it's very residential. You know, you have almost all the comforts of home. A lot of them come with residential refrigerators, which are great unless you're boondocking. And definitely check that out. And there's a whole article that I was gonna read you guys, but I don't wanna bore you with that. Anyways, of course, what else did I want to talk about? OCDs. That's the last item, and you know, they're on their way. I ordered a new batch of CDs. It's going to be a double CD with every single tune that I've done, except for one that I never finished. And that one will, the day that I finish it, it will go on the next version of the CD, which is kind of this mariachi tune that I've played only once in the Santa Fe video. And I played it briefly in the video that you're going to watch this Sunday at South of the Border, which is this, the main tourist trap in I-95 coming from North Carolina to South Carolina. And what else do I have here? I had a little list of things to say because I forget. Oh, that's it. Remember, we're going to have the new sticker special with you can buy both for $10. That's going to go live probably on Monday or whenever I get to it. You know, I just have to go into PayPal and create a new button, like they call it. Now, to conclude and finalize here this episode number 76 of the podcast, which is running over a half an hour long, I'm going to leave you with my newest tune, which you probably heard it if you watched my Boston video. You know, I wanted to do a take on the Cheers theme song, you know, Cheers, where everybody knows your name. But I didn't want to make it too similar to Cheers, you know, just in case I got copyright, some kind of copyright strike. And in the end, it almost doesn't sound at all like the Cheers theme song, but it does sound like that typical 1980s sitcom theme. So I decided to call it That Boston Sitcom, and I'm going to play it next. Until next week. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening, for watching my videos, and for you know, clicking my affiliate links, because with YouTube alone, this is not sustainable. And thank you to the Patreons and the YouTube members. And anyways, see you on the road. See you probably next week. Bye now.